The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit healthlock.com today.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Friday, March 15th. From our extraordinary core group of NBA journalists. We're joined now by NBA.com senior writer Steve Ashburner. And Ash, among all the many things you do, the rookie ladder is one of them. And it's not been quite as much of a race. We got a front runner here as of late, Victor Wembanyama in that number one spot, followed by Chet Holmgren, number two spot. Brandon Miller has been playing really well for Charlotte, number three. Jaime Jaquez of the Heat, number four. And Derek Lively rounding out the top five for the Mavs. And we had a tremendous game last night between the Dallas Mavericks and the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder did end up winning 126 to 119. There was no Luka Doncic playing. Kyrie Irving, a big night for Dallas with 36 points.
Kyrie Irving with that floater. Uncle Drew doing what he does best.
12 assists. Daniel Gafford, 19 points, 15 rebounds, which we will get into because I want to hear a little bit more about Derek Lively, an article you wrote about him. He's been coming off the bench for Jason Kidd and that Mavs team, 4 points, two rebounds for him. They've kind of been splitting some of those minutes. But you look at Chet Holmgren, what he has been doing, how Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been playing, definitely getting a lot of buzz in terms of the MVP discussion. When you first, let's look at Chet Holmgren, the season he's had, early on in the season, I think, you know, everyone kind of expected Victor Wembanyama to be the guy for Rookie of the Year, and Chet was giving him quite a run. They've had some tremendous battles back and forth between one another. But what have you seen out of Chet, the way he's been playing in the totality of how successful Oklahoma City has been? That win has them up top there in the Western Conference, both them and the Nuggets tied for that first spot. They've all kind of been jostling about. What have you seen out of Chet Holmgren that's impressed you most at this point of the season?
Yeah. Hi, Sarah. I think that not that Chet has conceded the Rookie of the Year award to Victor Wembanyama, but I do get a sense that he has fully embraced the notion of Oklahoma City's team success over that particular individual award. Now, you know, you could say maybe early on he had some flashier games and maybe he thought, you know, that he could do that. I don't know how a conscious of a mindset that was for him. But to me, what it looks like now is fully absorbed into his role of helping that team, whatever it takes, even that if that means that less from him is more for the team because other teammates are allowed to shine. You know, Jalen Williams, he was out. He comes back. He has, you know, a big night. You know, there are a lot of weapons on that team, and there's a lot of ways that they can win. And so for Chet to put up, you know, big numbers across the board, that might not be the, you know, the best means to the end that they're focused on.
This is Alexander. Got Jones on him again. Now he fakes that jumper. Williams finds Holmgren, resets for the three, got the feet behind the line. Chet Holmgren trading threes here the last three possessions.
I don't think that the top two are going to change in the Rookie of the Year balloting at this point. When those votes are cast, it's possible Brandon Miller could come on enough with some flashy numbers in an otherwise lost season that he moves up from three to two and Chet slips down. No biggie. Because Holmgren's going to be playing games after both of the other guys have shut things down for this season. So I think Holmgren is doing what his team needs for him, and that's been his number one case for Rookie of the Year anyway, is that he's been a perfect fit.
Exum trying to turn the corner, and Holmgren with a steal. Another Dallas turnover. Excellent Oklahoma City defense. Holmgren left open, and he rains one in. Big Chet.
And it's been a seamless transition, more or less, and you know, good for him. It's been hard to deny Wembanyama's prodigy aspect in terms of the things he can do that are both, you know, unusual for someone his age and extraordinary for someone his size. And those individual numbers and accomplishments and highlights probably are going to win him this award.
Yeah. And you mentioned that with Chet Holmgren, and it really is so impressive the way everyone within, in particular the starting unit, but really the depth of OKC has fit in. Jalen Williams, 27 points last night. You mentioned the big night. Holmgren did have 11 points, 8 rebounds. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, again, 31 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, the efficiency that he's shown from the field, the command he has on everything. We will later get into that Wemby Nikola Jokic Denver Nuggets matchup a little bit later in the show. But in terms of MVP conversation, what do you think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's odds are of potentially winning the MVP this season, depending on how Oklahoma City does, or if you think he will at some point in his career be an MVP?
Yeah, that second question, it's intriguing because you have to project not only his performances, but his teammates with the Thunder. And one of the things that occasionally can work against an MVP candidate is the excellence of the supporting cast, if you put it that way. I think that's one of the things that will probably cost Jason Tatum some votes. It's a 5-spot ballot for MVP. I think people look at Boston and say they are so loaded. They have such great depth. They have multiple players who can be the leading scorer on any night that, you know, maybe Jason Tatum won't sort of rise up from within that group of Celtics and get the votes like a clear number one best guy on the team, you know, like Giannis in the past, like Jokic in the past, and again this year. Luka Doncic, you know, certain guys will get votes because without the team, they'd be lucky to be playing and maybe worse. So, you know, I think that for Gilgeous-Alexander, as some of those teammates develop, if Chet gets better, if Jalen Williams gets better, if, you know, some of the other players, I mean, if Josh Giddey, you know, establishes his role more, I mean, it's just if they add a piece with the assets that they have, and that happens to be a star or co-star, you know, that could actually maybe counteract what Gilgeous-Alexander. His heavy lifting might never get greater than it is this season. And so I think he's going to finish high. I think that after Nikola Jokic, I would probably have him number two on my ballot right now. It's about 5 weeks to go or whatever, so, you know, that could change. But pretty impressive. He scores 31 points all the time. He set a record for the most games scoring exactly 31 points.
Gilgeous-Alexander sidestep. Oh, my goodness. just running the highlight reels all night long, these two.
This is two of the best guards in the game.
But he's got, what did I see, 49 games of 30 or more? I mean, that, you know, that is remarkable. And the fact that he has done this in a context that doesn't hurt the Thunder, it has helped the Thunder. So him being the go-to guy, it still has enabled the young supporting cast to flourish. And that's not, I don't think, an easy feat. I think when you see guys score big numbers themselves, sometimes it's, well, somebody's got to score on a bad team. Well, in this case, he's got to score on a good team. And that's a little bit different for the MVP equation. I think he'll do pretty well.
Yeah, no doubt on that. On the other side of things, I had mentioned no Luka Doncic for Dallas. Kyrie Irving had a big game with 36 points, 12 assists. But Daniel Gafford came over from Washington, now has played about 15 games with this Dallas team. Jason Kidd has opted to have him starting, having Derek Lively come off the bench in his rookie season. And Lively, I think there's so much growth, so much potential that you do see in him. Just 4 points and 2 rebounds last night. But tell us a little bit more about the article that you wrote about him, what you've seen out of his play, in just the trajectory at this point that you see that he could have here in his young career.
Well, I saw Dallas on Monday night in Chicago when they blew out the Bulls. And I mean, it was, you know, Dallas, a snapshot of when they're at their best. I mean, Luka had another triple-double. And you look at Lively was tremendous. He and Gafford, they're splitting time in the middle for Dallas. They're essentially the same player. One has a little more experience. You know, you can find other distinctions. But offensively, they fit with Doncic perfectly in terms of being able to get behind the defense and go up and snag pretty much anything he puts up there as an alley-oop pass, as a offensive rebound. And they both are shooting incredibly, percentages, making 75% or more of their shots. You know, that's a great weapon. That's where you tailor your teammates to fit the guy you have in mind. If they had a low post scorer, if they had a 3-point shooter in the middle, it really wouldn't complement and Doncic's game and benefit the team overall. But they're perfect for him. It's sort of a Clint Capella thing, you know, rim running. And you know, Lively just turned 20. You know, he's been tremendous, and he's risen up my rookie ladder, because, you know, that ladder attempts to capture not only what somebody does, you know, statistically, individually, but sort of the long-term prospect, how they're going to fare as a rookie launched into sophomore season and beyond, all NBA consideration. I think Lively's been great. He'll have off nights. Well, the off night last night, guess what happened for the Dallas Mavericks? No Luka Doncic. He was out with some hamstring tightness. So Lively has an off game. Daniel Gafford, who'd been perfect for 5 games, 33 of 33, he was 2 made field goals away from Will Chamberlain's streak of consecutive makes of 35. He goes out, Dante Exum, Luka's replacement, misses a shot. Gafford tries to put back, and he misses it. So Wilt's record is safe. As a big Chamberlain fan, that's fine with me. I think Chamberlain holding that kind of a unique record is a good thing, as opposed to Daniel Gafford. But Gafford's second place. He's got the second longest streak of consecutive made field goals. So he misses a shot, the first situation he has an opportunity, because Luka Doncic is out. I mean, it's funny how things work. I mean, Luka is, he's an MVP candidate as well. Dallas has a decent record. It's just that in the West, it doesn't get them very much in terms of position in the standings. But one of those filters we use for MVP candidates is what happens to the team when he's not there. Well, the Mavericks are 3-6 when he's not there, when he doesn't play, and they're 38 and 29 overall. So, you know, you can see they're a much different team, and that's not rocket science. But the fact that it has played out, they have not picked up the slack without him, sort of makes the argument. That's what helped Giannis get a couple MVPs in Milwaukee, imagining and even gauging what the records were when he was there and wasn't there. So, you know, we'll see. But Lively is a great piece. He's going to play in this league for a long time. I think he's going to get stronger. He's got a great head on his shoulders. He's had a rough upbringing in terms of his father passing away young when Derek was young. And then his mother has had this ongoing battle with cancer since 2014. And it's been the two of them. It's just, you know, it's amazing that he's been able to develop and position himself, you know, right through that year at Duke and now in the NBA. And basketball has sort of been a rock for him and for them. And the team embraces him. He had a night off for personal reasons a week ago. And, you know, it's not clear, but it could have been related to his mother. I mean, it's just a great, inspiring story. So I have to admit that I kind of root a little bit extra for Derek Lively.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. And a great read. And just 20 years old, as you said, it's an impressive individual on the floor. Off the floor is that Dallas team is trying still with some hopes to get out of the play-in into the sixth spot. They are just a game back of Sacramento in sixth, two back of New Orleans Pelicans currently sitting in fifth, but they do have Phoenix ahead of them. We got a big game ahead of us tonight between the Denver Nuggets and the San Antonio Spurs. Jokic, Wemby, all the goods. We'll get to that after the break.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak joined by the great Steve Ashburner. And we got a good one here tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, the Denver Nuggets visiting the San Antonio Spurs. These two teams have not met since November, and they're going to see each other three more times here down this final run, final stretch. Denver currently sitting on a four-game win streak, a streak that began with that nice one against the Boston Celtics. They're on the second of a four-game road trip, and the San Antonio Spurs. We know the big show in what we'll be looking at is that matchup between Victor Wembanyama and Nikola Jokic. But overall, important for the Nuggets, as I had mentioned earlier, them along with the Oklahoma City Thunder currently tied for that top spot in the Western Conference. What piques your interest most about, we've seen the development of Victor Wembanyama throughout the course of this season. And it's amazing to see just his sustainability, his level of play, how it seems like he continues to improve and just get more and more comfortable as the season goes on. Your top spot in your rookie ladder. But what do you look for in matchups like this when he's playing against a former two-time MVP and a player like Jokic?
You know, they have different agendas right now. I mean, early in the season, Victor wasn't the Victor Wembanyama we've been seeing lately. I mean, he's got nearly his full season underneath him. He wasn't fazed by any proverbial rookie wall. It's almost as if the minutes restriction that Popovich and the Spurs had him on of, you know, playing less than 30 minutes might have spared him that sense of fatigue or you know, somehow splatting against the wall. So that's intriguing about this matchup and even the two in April. He's a more accomplished player. He probably has greater confidence and more mastery of his capabilities in this league. Meanwhile, with Jokic, you know, yeah, they were defending champions back in November, but right now in March, they're looking totally out the windshield, not at all in the rearview mirror. And so, you know, we've heard that Jokic has rallied his teammates to drive toward the number one seed, as many games as they can have in the postseason in Denver with that altitude advantage that they believe in. That's a great thing. It's worked. So I think it could be the kind of game tonight where Jokic wants to win, Wembanyama wants to win, but he wants to show out well against a two-time MVP and potentially a third-time MVP. I saw where Wembanyama was asked about Defensive Player of the Year, an award for which he will get votes. And Rudy Gobert in Minnesota is probably considered the favorite. I think Vegas has him a favorite for sure, to win yet again in that category. And Wembanyama, who is close with Gobert, felt comfortable enough to say to reporters, well, it's fine with him if Gobert wins this year because it won't be his turn after this. And Wembanyama has designs on that award. I think probably it hasn't been vocalized yet, but I would sense that he would approach the MVP the same way. Okay, it's fine if Jokic or someone else wins that award this year, but coming soon enough, Wembanyama figures to win, you know, not one, not two, not three. Let's go into the Miami pep rally thing. He'll probably win multiple MVP awards. And so I think this is a neat meeting of a past and current MVP against a future MVP. I don't think it's outrageous to say that. And to watch sort of a battle within the battle. Denver wants to win the game. They'll probably be, you know, heavy favorites, even though it's in San Antonio. Obviously, the game means more to them in their fight for top seed in the West with Oklahoma City and Minnesota. But Wembanyama, I would imagine, is going to want to, you know, fire a few shots across Jokic's bow. And should be fun. They do play more. It's weird. They go from November all the way till now without playing a second time. And then they play three times starting tonight by the end of, I think, April 14th is their last of their remaining meetings. And so who knows, by April 14th, Jokic could be shut down. Wembanyama could be shut down. Totally different reasons. But this is the one to catch tonight if possible.
Yeah, and what I love most, and you've laid it out with Victor Wembanyama, a variety of reasons. It's so fun to watch him. He gets up for these matchups. Yeah. He gets up for, in a lot of it, we've had focus when he and Chet Holmgren have met one another. But you see, and I say this in the best way possible, the nastiness of his competitive spirit in what he wants to do, the way he's pushing the timeline of the Spurs in how he wants to win, how he wants to compete. And I think that often brings out, you know, brings out the best in him when he understands all eyes are on these type of matchups.
Well, and by the way, I just want to add, you know, he got a lot of mileage this past week that against Golden State, Trace Jackson Davis dunked on Wembanyama. Yep. And everybody, oh, look at, he put him on a poster. But you know what? I mean, the very best centers, they don't care if they get posterized. They're going to hang in there. They're going to try to block those attempts. I think soon enough that Wembanyama will pay back Trace Jackson Davis several times over by either stopping those attempts, making them look foolish, or dunking on him. So, you know, yeah, you're right. It is that little bit of nastiness to his competitiveness, and that he would hang in there like that is just another example of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the game, Denver wants to win. Denver wants that number one spot. Denver, you know, this game matters to them. So for all those reasons, it's going to be a fun one. Again, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on League Pass. You can catch it. And Ash, as always, we appreciate your time, and we will continue to be locked into all your stuff on NBA.com.
Always enjoy it, Sarah.
NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.